Okay, Allison, when's the last time you made
Wow.
mixtape? That's an answer. That's
Yeah, that's the
enough.
answer.
Yeah, it's been a while. But there's something so romantic and nostalgic about the mixtape. I mean, it's so tactile. You'd pick just the right mix of slow and fast songs. Maybe you made a little theme to your music, to your mix. Then you do that thing where you pause a tape you were recording to instead of stopping it so you didn't get that popping sound. You wanted it just perfect. Digital came along, kind of ruined all that romance. The CD killed the tape, and for a while, mixtapes were dead. Then CD burners got cheap, and at the end of the 90s, CD mixtapes became pretty much impossible. Then came MP3s, which more or less ruined the mixtape. People went out and got the music they liked, and there wasn't really an elegant way to make a mix for your main squeeze, someone you might make a mix for. In the studio now is a man named Justin Ouellette, who has come up with a possible solution, a site launched a couple of weeks ago called Muxtape. This is a site that Justin will explain where you can go online and make a digital version of a mixtape. There are some questions of law that we will get to, but Justin is in the studio to talk with us about his site. Hey, Justin.
Hi.
Thanks for being
Good
here.
morning.
Thanks for
So,
having me.
before we get to some legal questions about the site, let's talk specifics. There are a lot of different music sites. What was the void you saw when you were kind of looking at the internet as a whole?
Well, I definitely saw that. There's music is exploding on the internet. There's a lot of music sites, and I definitely felt like something was missing. There's a real tendency to provide a huge, huge amount of information about listening habits or, comparing your tastes algorithmically with somebody else's or with a database. But
None of those things are very personal.
no, they're not very personal. And I think that music is a very personal experience,
Yeah.
and especially discovering it. So I saw that there was kind of a void mixtapes filled where there was like a very strong consideration towards what tracks got included and how. And
Well, let's talk a little bit about the how. The site has a really unique interface, really unlike anything else. Describe it a little bit.
Well, I definitely tried to make it as simple as possible. I was shooting for elegance. I definitely wanted to recreate as much as the tactile kind of tape feeling on the internet. There's not too much in common between a website and a tape, other than you can choose which songs you put on it, and I think that those kinds of decisions are more important than any kind of like the actual physical mechanism of a tape.
And even the interface, it's a little rough. Like the fonts are a little big,
Little
and
big,
there's,
yeah.
and if it has kind of it, it's not, it's elegant in its roughness or rawness that can be kind of parallel to the tape making process.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, visually, I was thinking about like the track list on the back of a tape. Like every tape has an insert, and it's just very simply rows that list the name of the songs. And I didn't really see a need to include anything else. It definitely was just very simple, and it worked as it was. And I felt like it was important to retain that elegance.
But you can't search it, right? I can't like go online and look for Sweet Caroline by Neil
No,
Diamond,
you
for
definitely
example.
can't. No.
And why? Why did you decide you didn't want to put a search function on there?
Well, it definitely is not the purpose of the site. I think my main goal was to introduce new music to people. I think that my best memories with mixtapes are always song or tapes that introduced me to something new. And it was always a case where I paid much more attention to what was on the tape because of where it was coming from. And that was what was most important to me.
Even though these are strangers, they're not your friends necessarily. You can go on there and say, oh, this person with this username, I'm going to click on and see what they have to offer.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the intended use is to share with your friends, but I think that just as equally, you can go and discover something new. I think that anytime you ask people to put together 12 songs that they think are thematically related, that they think are the best, people have thousands of songs on their hard disks. When they reduce them to 12, there's generally a higher standard for quality than there would be, using something else.
Let's get to a little bit of the legal stuff. Music sharing sites obviously have a history of troubles in the legal world. One blogger said that Muxtape, your site, is Napster-esque in its disregard of digital rights. You must see this kind of in the horizon, right?
Yeah, well, I don't think that's quite fair. I think that Napster definitely was about searching and just getting all the music you possibly could for free. And Muxtape is different. It's not about downloading music. You can't download the songs. You can't even search or scrub inside of them. Its intended purpose is to introduce you to new music that you would then hopefully go and buy.
We should mention that we reached out to folks at the Recording Industry Association of America. Industry officials declined to comment on Muck's tape. But do you think you're safe? You think no one's going to come after you and say, hey, this is violating a very important musical distribution law?
I understand why people are concerned for sure, but I think that I've already been talking to labels, both big and small, and overall they're very excited because they know that there's a problem on the internet right now with discovery, and there's a lot of music, and there's only going to be more and more music and more bands, and more of it's going to be online, and the problem of sorting it and, you know, showing people what's available is going to get harder and harder. And so I think that they're smart. It's been a long time since Napster, and they're looking for new ways, for new ideas to introduce people to new music.
Are you looking at this as a business opportunity, maybe?
Yeah, definitely. I think that the music is exploding online right now, and I think that there's a big opportunity to produce something different. There's so much possibility. The internet it's global, it's huge, it's open. It's perfect for introducing people to new things.
It's also kind of fun to lurk on the site. Like, if you see somebody's name that you like Sonic Womb. I'm interested in what somebody who's...
It's like buying the wine because of the label.
Yeah, and it's David Bowie and Iggy Pop into Jay-Z. And now The Birthday Party, I'm not familiar, but I know all the other songs, so maybe I need to go check that out.
Definitely.
And why Muck Tape? Why the name?
Well, I think that Muck has a lot of interesting connotations in engineering. It means a switch with lots of different inputs and outputs, and I thought that was appropriate. And also, I definitely wanted to, you know, capture the idea of the mixtape. I think that the magic of the mixtape is not the tape itself, but it's the selections you make. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely the spirit I've been trying to capture.
Well, Justin Ouellette, the creator of Muck Tape, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
And that's it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project. Remember, you can catch us online all the time. npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin, going to make myself a mixtape. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.